Hello, this is Randall Craig. Welcome to another professional briefing. Today, we're going to talk about
working with difficult people. And this is something that I thought was an interesting topic for a bunch of reasons. Not to clients, we have to sell our ideas to our colleagues and to other departments. And let's not forget our managers, who ultimately have the highest impact on our professional success. Then there are the other cast of characters we deal with in our personal lives, our significant others, kids, neighbors, friends, extended families, local shopkeepers, the various civil servants. What can you do when any of these people are difficult? You know, how do you deal with a toxic box or a toxic client? Because difficult people are an unfortunate part of life. Your professional and your personal success is often determined by how you address the challenge. Now, the most obvious solution to deal with difficult people is to quit. Some people quit and leave, while others quit and stay. If you look around where you are right now at the number of disengaged people around you, this is a typical reason. On the personal front, you can quit friends and you can divorce your spouse. While quitting is a simple solution, dealing with difficult people is a skill, and if your reaction whenever there's a difficult person is to quit, you never will actually develop the skill. And since no one likes a quitter, that makes it even worse. So let's take that particular approach and let's put it on the shelf. At the same time, let's put to rest the idea that you need or should want to be best friends with everyone at your workplace. There's a range of possibilities in relationships, from those you don't know at all to your most dear and intimate friendships. Not with everyone do you need to have a growing relationship, and for those of us who do want some separation between work and life, this is a pretty important point. So, while strong relationships are important, they don't have to grow along the friend dimension, but they do have to have other attributes, you know, mutual respect, mutual support, accountability, both of you having shared goals and clarity of those goals, some open communication and honesty. So, what can you do about a toxic boss or a toxic colleagues? Probably the first thing to do is an honest appraisal of your own role in the relationship. Before fixing your boss or colleagues, it is critical to look in the mirror and see about fixing yourself. After all, the last thing you want is to have your comments flung back in your face. For example, could it be that it is you who are being difficult? While you can't really control other people, you can control your reactions to them. It could very well be that you are in a negative spiral where your reactions are causing them to be more difficult, which causes more reaction on your part, which causes more difficulties on theirs, and so on. So your job would be to break the cycle. This may mean guarding your reactions, being aware of them. It certainly might mean reacting differently. Excuse me, if you're sure that you're not being difficult, then prove it. Ask a trusted or an impartial colleague, or if you're courageous, ask the difficult person. You may be surprised at the answer. For those who are difficult, the strategy is to focus on the deliverables, focus on performance, on exceeding expectations, instead of wasting energy being disappointed that there isn't a, quote, friendly relationship. Sometimes, difficult people are this way because of your assumptions about what's important to them. If there's a misalignment of objectives, then both parties can continue to do what they think is right, only to get more and more agitated and obstinate. This is a typical situation when there's change in the workplace or when you get a new manager. The solution in this case is simply to reopen the lines of communication to make sure that your current priorities are aligned with your manager's, and at the same time, letting your manager know where you need their support. It takes two to tango, and if you are the one who's getting frustrated, why shouldn't you take the initiative? Another strategy is to actually learn from them. A disagreeable manager can be taken on as a personal challenge to learn from and grow. One particular way of doing this is to say at the end of the day, make a list of all the things that bad boss did poorly, and write down how you would have done them differently. Then create a list of the things they did exceptionally well, and ask yourself, what did I learn from them today? And then write it down. The more caustic, the more toxic they are, and the more caustic the work environment, the more that you'll learn. This is just as true when it comes to style differences. Everyone has a particular style, a particular way of relating to others. Try changing your style slightly so you can relate to them on their terms. The more you spend time with them, learning to work with them, the more comfortable you will become using this, quote, new style. What you're really learning isn't a new style, but rather it's style flexibility, which is a key skill that will help throughout your entire life, on the job and off. Another technique is to seek advice, specifically trying to enlist the aid of a mentor or the HR department or consult an outside expert such as a career coach. At the most extreme, these people can mediate a new working relationship with you. This is key if you're committed to stay with the organization over the years to come. Sometimes people are difficult because of some perceived slight in the past. There are only so many ways of dealing with this, but most involve trying to root out what the causal factor actually is. You know, one technique is to ask others if they know why the person is being difficult. Certainly it's an issue if they're more difficult with you than somebody else. You could speak to them at a time, of course, when they are most likely to be receptive, and ask them. You can apologize if you think you know what it is, then make sure that it won't happen again. Or you could find a way to work with them, some sort of special project or a team-building exercise of some sort, so they get to know you and vice versa much better, thereby hopefully reversing their opinion of you. Finally, if none of these things really work so well, you do need to use your energy to move closer to your goals. If your next job is outside the organization, you do need to put a strategy into place and then leave. The organization and the abusive manager will take care of themselves. Probably the worst thing you can do, though, is to choose to disengage, as doing so changes the focus from their dysfunction and their difficulties to your performance. The best you can do is to find the hidden key, the one thing that will change a difficult person to an easy-to-work-with person. Once you've done this, you will have changed an obstacle to your success into an enabler of it. So there you have it. That's at least my initial thoughts on the issue of working with difficult people. This is Randall Craig. Thank you for joining us.